pray for the family of Doris Jane Turney. Mm-hmm. Doris made her move to her final home in heaven. Mm-hmm. And then let's pray for the family of a young man, Donovan James Young,
okay,
who passed away yesterday.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yes. All right. Oh, Father, let's go before the Father. Father, we are so thankful that we can come boldly before your throne. God, that we can just be in your presence. And Lord, both of these prayer requests, Father, there's something that is hard that nobody wants to go through, and that yet everybody goes through at some point in their life. And Father, we're standing here today knowing these precious families have lost a loved one. God, let me say it like this. Their loved ones have gone on, because I don't necessarily like to say they've lost them. We know where they are. They're not lost. We know that they've returned unto you. The Bible says they've returned unto you. Now, Father, I don't know these people, but you do. And you knew them very well. And I thank you, God, for the promise that we're standing here knowing that Doris Jane has made it to her final home. And when Sister Monica began to tell me that, Lord, I began to hear rejoicing in heaven. I began to hear the angels clapping. I began to hear shouting and hollering, because Doris made it. She made it. She pressed through. She went on to her into glory. She went on into the place that she was always intended to be, into the presence of the Father, to spend eternity with him, to be where she was created to be. And Father, I thank you for Doris. I thank you for her life. And God, I thank you for keeping her all the days of her life. I thank you, God, that she has finished the work you gave her to do, God. And Father, I thank you for not only being with her, but using her for your glory and for your purposes. And Father, we just want to ask you to be with the family, because Father, they're the ones that are here. They're the ones that are going through the grief. And so Father, we ask you to comfort them right now. We ask you, God, to give them hope. And Father, right now, I want to ask that the loved ones, the friends and the family that maybe don't know you, that through Doris's life, they could come to know you. Father, that this would be a moment that they would see Doris's life, that they would hear of the stories of how you were with her and how she loved you, and how, God, you love these people, and that they too have a purpose, and that they too will have a day where they stand before you, when they will return back to you. And Father, that may it cause them, Holy Spirit, go out and cause it to compel these people to turn to you. Send the great grace to the loved ones that they may be saved. And I ask the same for Donovan James Young, the family of Donovan, that God, this would be a moment of turning this family and the friends to you. That God, Donovan's life mattered. I want to say that right now. That's what I hear the Spirit say. Donovan's life mattered. And so, God, we thank you for Donovan. I don't know Donovan, but you do. And you said his life mattered. And so somebody out there needs to know that. His life had a purpose. His life had a point. And God, I thank you for Donovan's life. And God, right now, I ask that even Donovan's life begin to continue to affect the family and friends to the point that they too will understand that their life matters, that their life has a purpose, that they are not without a purpose and without a destiny, but that they are here for a reason. God, that all the friends and family would see this right now. And Father, that they would see that life is precious. Life is precious. We have an allotted time on this earth. And I pray that, God, the friends and family would see that today. And God, that they would see that there would be a springing up within them that says, hey, I too have a purpose and a destiny, and my life matters, and I have an allotted time, and I don't want to squander it. And Father, I pray that salvation would come to the lost, and God, that hope would spring up in their hearts. And Father, those that do know you would find refreshment in you. You're the only one that can comfort in the time of loss. You're the only one that can help us in time of grief. And so Father, we just send the Holy Spirit's love, the love of the Father, the comfort of the Father. We loose it unto these family and friends right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of depression, oppression, and suicide that would try to come on family members that are going through loss, we bind those spirits up and we cast them off of this family and friends in Jesus' name. And we loose unto this family the hope, the grief that the Bible says they grieve with a hope. So Father, we loose that kind of grief upon this family, the grieving with hope that there is another day, that they will come out of this place, that they can laugh again, that they can find joy again, that they will smile again. And Father, I just pray that they will have the hope that they can see their loved one again. Father, you said there is a day beyond this day, and God, we thank you for it. And Father, we just put this sweet family and friends in your hands and ask you to do what you do, which is comfort them. Send comforters along the way that will love them, encourage them. And God, we just want to block the family's ears from those words that aren't meant to hurt, but sometimes they do. I've heard people going through grief, Father, that say, man, it was hard because so many people would say things that they didn't know, just weren't encouraging, but they were discouraging. And so, Father, right now, all those discouraging words, we just ask right now that their ears be shut off to it in Jesus' name, that they wouldn't even hear it. It would just actually go over them and go on. And Father, that they would only hear those words that would encourage and lift them up in this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And then I would like to add, pray for the family of Sheila Collins.
Okay.
And then pray for my neighbor's mom, mm-hmm. my friend Linda Wascom.
Okay.
The 10th made a year that Brandon moved to heaven.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, so that's always a hard time.
Yeah, okay. And his birthday is the 15th, and that's actually the day that they had his service.
Okay, wow, they had it on his birthday. Mm-hmm. Wow,
yeah.
Okay, all right, so Sheila
Collins,
okay, all right, Father, we just lift up Sheila Collins to you,
her family.
We want to lift up Sheila Collins' family to you, God. We ask you to give them. God, we just ask for a hope to spring up even in them. Father, that this family would have comfort, hope. God, that they would have eyes to see beyond what they're dealing with right now. Father, that they would know that, God, there is life beyond this moment. Sometimes we can get stuck in a place and we don't know how to move out of it. So God, I ask you to comfort them and that you'll hold them and keep them and walk them out of this place. Father, I pray the same for this family, that not only would they have hope, but Father, that they would have salvation, that you would send the great grace for this family to be saved. For your word says, by grace we are saved. So send them the great grace that salvation may come unto this family. And Father, we want to lift up Monica's neighbor. Father, you know that this anniversary is coming up, and Father, the birthday of her son. And God, there is just nothing like losing your son, your child. And Father, only you know that kind of pain because you experienced it. And so, Father, we just pray that in this time that you would just comfort this mother. God, that you would give her that which will give her the strength to get up and keep moving. Father, that this, I just ask that this this time it be not so heavy, that maybe this be a time when it will be more about the joyous memories, that she could move out of the heaviness and move into the remembering with joy and laughter and sitting around with people and not so much remembering the death, but remembering his life and celebrating him and talking about the memories that are so wonderful and that fill the heart with joy. And that, God, I just pray that when those tears fall, that, God, she'll cry even this time with hope, that there would be something beyond just the grief, God. And Lord, I thank you that your word tells us that every tear we shed is in a bottle. In fact, the word of God says, they're in a bottle. You keep them. And so, Father, I just am so thankful that you are very near, it says, to the brokenhearted. So all these families, you are very near. You're tangible. You are so close that you're catching every tear. That just blows my mind. That's how near you are. So, Father, I just ask you to mend the broken hearts, heal their souls, and God, just be with them in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Miss Tina, do you got some over there, sister?
You got a bunch. I pray so long. That's what sometimes people say, Tammy, you pray so long. But I love
it. It's okay.
It's good.
It's good conversating with the Lord.
It is.
You're just putting it before him.
Love him, and we love these people.
And we can always do a third part if we need to.
Yeah, praise God. I thought those were only three, so I thought I can take my time.
We have a praise report for Laura Hillman. She had an encouraging report from her doctor concerning the cancer she's being treated for.
Yay, praise God.
We want to pray for the family of Bruce Eakins, whose celebration of life service is today at 1 at the Magnolia Baptist Church in Crawford. We want to pray for Jennifer Carber, who will have back surgery today in Oklahoma City. My friend Nikki's mom, Patty, has been being treated with cancer, mm-hmm. and she has a knot on her back, so she wasn't able to do her chemo treatment last week. I think they've decided to discontinue that treatment because it wasn't working.
Okay.
And they're looking at hopefully starting radiation this week.
Okay.
And pray for Nikki for peace through the process.
Yes.
And one of our faithful listeners, Mandy, asked us to pray for a friend who's having custody court Friday.
Okay.
And our faithful listener and friend, Mignon, also asked us to pray for her. She's been being treated for a UTI for about 6 to 8 months.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
None of the antibiotics have been working, and it's causing her to have more issues.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay. Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Let's go to the throne. Heavenly Father, we come before you again, and Father, we lift every one of these people before you. Father, we want to thank you and praise you for the good report for Laura Hillman. God, we thank you that, Father, it is so encouraging in the midst of a battle like this to get the good report. And so, Father, we stand here knowing that your word gives us the good report. And so I know there was somebody else who was battling cancer. Was it Nikki? No, it was Patty. It was Patty. So, Father, right now, we want to lift up Patty to you, and we lift up Laura. Now, right now, Father, we ask that, Father, that we put you in remembrance, that Jesus paid the price, and he bore the stripes on his back. And, Father, you told us to put you in remembrance, that the blood of Jesus was shed, and by his stripes we were healed. That's past tense. And so, God, we lift before you Lori and Patty, and, God, we stand on your word that by the stripes on Christ's back, these two are healed. This cancer has to dry up and leave their bodies in Jesus' name. Cancer, we rebuke you. You've heard the word. The word said that by the stripes on Christ's back, we were healed. And so we declare that Laura and Patty are healed in Jesus' name. And cancer, you have to go right now in Jesus' name, dry up and leave their body. Father, I thank you that your word is the good report. It is the good report. And God, we stand on the good report today. It doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. We thank you for doctors, and we thank you for what they're able to do, because we know that you've done such a wonderful thing. You've even caused them to give life, to help fight for life. And so, God, right now, we ask you to give the doctors, anybody over their care, wisdom, knowledge, discernment from your spirit on how to treat this each situation. And, God, that they will know how to handle it. But, God, we're standing on your word that no matter how it comes, they are healed, and this cancer is drying up and leaving their body in Jesus' name. Now, Father, send the good word to them that they've been healed, that they've been healed, that they've been healed in Jesus' name. And this cancer is leaving. Now, Father, we want to lift up before you the family of Bruce Eakins. Father, same thing. Gosh, so many people are experiencing their loved ones going on. And so, Father, we thank you that this is a celebration of life. Now, God, we ask you to show up in that service today, that, God, it would be a time of celebration. They would truly be able to celebrate his life. And, God, I pray that the same thing we prayed for the other families, that you'd comfort, that you'd come alongside. Father, that the family members that don't know you, the loved ones that don't know you, would come to know you through this, that salvation would come to the household of Bruce. That's what I heard the Lord say. Salvation coming to the house of Bruce Eakins in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we want to lift up before you Jennifer Carber. Father, we thank you that you go before us in everything. So right now, Father, you know she's going into back surgery today. God, we ask you to go before her and cause everything to work for her good. Father, that there be no anything bad that come out of this, but Father, she'll come out better than she went in Jesus' name. We speak life on her. We speak peace on her, that she will have peace as she goes in. Father, that her trust is in you. Her trust is in you. And because of that, the Bible says the mind stayed on Christ is in perfect peace. The mind stayed on the Lord is in perfect peace. And so right now we ask you to set Jennifer's mind on you, that she will have peace no matter what is to come in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the good report that's coming out of that. And Father, we lift up Mandy. We thank you for Mandy. And God, we just thank you for her faithfulness to the ministry here. and God Mignons as well. And we ask you to bless these two. We ask you to touch Mandy right now. You see that she has a friend who's dealing with a court custody, and her heart is thinking about that other person going through something. So I ask you to just bless Mandy. And God, I ask you to pour out on her friend's life. God, we ask for a favor for this court case, that this friend of hers will have favor with God, favor with the judge. You are the judge of all judges, and we ask that when she goes into that courtroom, she will have favor in Jesus' name. God, we ask you to turn this thing around for her friend in Jesus' name. And God, if anything needs to be done in her friend, I don't know the court case, but God, whatever's going on, I pray that you will cause her friend to walk in everything that she's supposed to walk in, so that, God, that will not be a hindrance to the court case going in her favor. And God, we just ask you to be with her friend, encourage her friend. God, we pray in the midst of this, her friend would cry out to you and rely on you in the midst of it. God, you promise that even whatever we go through, God, when we belong to you, you'll work it for our good. And so, Father, right now we ask you to work this situation for her friend's good in Jesus' name. We bind up the works of the devil will try to come up against this court case, and we cast you out of that courtroom in Jesus' name. You have no place in that courtroom. We say you are not going to be there. We put up the blood of Jesus on that court. And so in that room, you're not even welcome in Jesus' name. You will stay outside of that courtroom. Only the will of the Lord shall come forth in Jesus' name. And Father, we lift up Mignon. Father, you know she's been battling this for 6 to 8 months. Now, Father, we know that by the stripes on Christ's back, she was healed. And so right now we're coming, God, because we know that she's already here healed, but we're waiting on the manifestation of that in the earth. And so we stand with our dear, sweet sister Mignon right now. And God, we come in the name of Jesus and we rebuke this UTI. We rebuke this infection in Jesus' name, and we command it to dry up once and for all. No more shall you hinder this healing from coming forth. She's already healed, and you're not going to stop the healing from coming forth. In Jesus' name, we command you to move out of the way. I saw it like almost like a wall standing up there. The enemy had erected a wall and was not allowing the healing to flow. So we command that wall to move. We tear it down in Jesus' name, that the healing blood of Jesus can begin to wash through Mignon's body. We thank you that the healing will be manifested in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus was enough. And I know Mignon, she's a woman of God. She loves God. She's called according to his purpose. And so every promise for her that God has given is yes and amen. We stand on it. We ain't back. We ain't backing off of it, but we won't move. We'll say she is healed, and this infection is drying up once and for all in Jesus' name. You shall not continue to cause torment and afflict a daughter of the Most High, but you shall stop in Jesus' name. We say no more. We stand up, us three right here and all that are with us by Facebook. We stand up united, standing in one mind and one accord, and we say you have no right to continue to cause this to come up on a daughter of the Most High. She is healed, and you are not taking that from her anymore. I thank you, God, that these antibiotics are going to do what they were created to do. Antibiotics, do your job. Body, respond to the antibiotics. No more antibiotic resistance. That's what I heard the Spirit say. No more resistance to the antibiotics. Receive the work of the antibiotic in Jesus' name. Receive the work of the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, that we're going to get a good report. This thing is turning around in Jesus' name, because, God, we know it is your will to heal, and you've already accomplished that on the cross, and it's been released, and so now we believe the manifestation is coming, and we stand with our sister in one mind and one accord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And one more got posted on the page. Prayers for the Black Shear children.
Okay.
Mandy asked us to pray for these children.
Okay.
We love you, Mandy.
We love you, Mandy. I want to pray for these precious children. God, we thank you for the Black Shear children. God, I don't know what's going on with them, but you do. And children are very precious to you. God, in fact, Jesus talked about children, and he was very serious about how children were dealt with, how they were treated, what they were going through. And so, Father, his heart is for the children. Our heart is for the children. And we lift up this precious family. God, we ask you to cover these children. Right now, we plead the blood of Jesus on the Black Shear family. God, we ask you to keep these children. God, we ask you to sustain them. Everything that they're going through, Father, that it not be a harm unto them, but God, you turn this thing around and use it for their good. Father, we ask you to protect protect them. We ask you to keep them. We ask you to guide them. God, we ask you to send people like Mandy and those that love you along their path to just love on them, to encourage them, to walk beside them, to be a shoulder to cry on when they need it, to be available to help them. I just even see helping them with their homework. These kids need people like that in their life. So God, we ask you to send them people that are from you that will be those people in their life. Stability. I call for stability in the Black Shear children's lives in Jesus' name. We thank you for the stability of the Lord. God, we thank you that when everything else fluctuates, you're stable. So the Lord is their stability. I thank you for being their stability, Father. And Lord, we just pray that God, you would just, I don't know about these children, but I ask you to send the great grace for them to be saved. God, that they would know you, that in those nights when they feel alone, when they feel scared, Father, when they're dealing with certain things, God, that they would be able to reach out to you, that they would know, God, that you are with them, that they are not alone because you never leave us nor forsake us. And I just pray that you would send someone that would help them understand that. And God, I don't know if they have a church, but God, I ask you to help them get planted in a church home. Father, that they could be around family in the house of God that will just come alongside and walk with them no matter what they're facing. Father, we just pray for the parents and those over their lives, whoever it is. God, we just ask you to minister to them. And God, that you would do a work in their lives, and Father, that they would have wisdom, even knowledge from you on how to walk with these children and to lead them and guide them. And I thank you, God, that you, in fact, your word says that the angel children have angels that are always with them. So I thank you for the angels that have been sent and set over the Black Shear children. I thank you, God. Would you show yourself to these children, minister to these children? God, keep them. And we thank you that we can trust these precious children into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me also say this. God, we call forth the destiny and purpose of the Black Shear children. We say that they will not go apart. They will not go astray in the wrong direction. But they will walk the path that you've ordained for them. God, cause them to walk the path that you've laid for them, because your word says it is a good path. And so we call forth the purpose and destiny of God for their lives. The good plans of God come forth for the Black Shear children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue right here in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grants Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We hope to...
Now, before we get back into your message this morning, the food you brought, would you please share your location, your times and service? The New Liberty Church, the Refuge Church,
at New Liberty.
Is now at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma.
Man, look at you.
Look at God.
I can't even do that.
God did that. It's his Holy Spirit.
He's like,
let me remind you what I put in you.
Yes.
You can remember all this stuff.
Woo, you can. Okay, yes, we are the Refuge Church at New Liberty, and we've been so blessed to join with them, and we are at that address, she said.
18304 East 1140 Road, Woo-hoo. Sayre, Oklahoma.
And if you'll put in your Google map or whatever map you have, New Liberty, it'll take you right to it. So it doesn't say the Refuge out there. It still says New Liberty. We haven't changed the sign or anything, but come on in. God is moving. We start on Sunday mornings. We have Sunday school at 10. The church service starts at 10:45. Sunday evening, we do it. We have prayer at 5, and then we have Bible study at 6, and sometimes a preacher at 6. And on Wednesday night, we have our Merge youth group. Now, the youth group is still doing something every night that we're having anything, but they have a what we call Merge youth group on Wednesday night. It starts at 7, and service for the adults starts at 7 as well. And we'd love for you to come join with us. We're also going to have we're having a revival with Damon and Jackie Groves. It's going to be powerful. June 22nd through the 25th. And so we are going to have that. I think it's at 7 p.m. each night. And you can probably go to our Facebook page, and it probably says, if not, get in touch with me, somebody, and message me, and I'll get you the information. But we're going to have that. But come where the glory of God changes everything. Amen?
Amen. I'm going to